Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Happy New Year. Glory be unto the Most High God. He is awesome, awesome, awesome. Another year that he has allowed us to be a part of. Praise, thanking him for life, thanking him for health, thanking him for strength, thanking him for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. He deserves all the praise. We magnify his name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. What an awesome God we serve. We thank God for that renewed mercies every morning, the grace that he has given us, the power of forgiveness, the love, another opportunity to magnify him, to exalt his name, to give him glory. How excellent is thy name. Oh, I praise him because he is marvelous. He is so wonderful, there is none like him. Praise the Lord. We praise God tonight and give him glory for another day. Praise God. I pray, glory to God, you've already made your choice that you're going to rejoice in him and be exceedingly glad and take on, glory to God, his word and let him, glory to God, prove himself in your life and use you for his glory. This time now to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Not allow the adversary to cause us to be bound up, caught up, and living in the past, looking in the rearview mirror. It's time now to look unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith, and not allow nothing of the things that we've gone through, the things of the past, things that others have done or situations have occurred or even things, glory to God, that we may have done. Time to forgive and to move forward and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign for those that are believers and confessing Christ as him as Lord. Amen. Praise God. And tonight we're going to do a little short prayer, and then we're going to have Mother Alexander to pray because she has to leave the Blog Talk studio for services, so we're going to give space to her shortly. Just going to open up in prayer and give our scripture reading and let her pray, and then from that point on, then I will pick back up in prayer, and then as the other prayer warriors come on, then we'll continue. But we just want to give him praise and give him honor. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I'm going to say this little part for the reading tonight from Matthew 6:5-15, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be a hypocrite, or for thou love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeketh in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard. For their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for their Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. We want to make sure that we walk in forgiveness and we walk in the love of God. Praise God. Father, we do bless you tonight and give you glory of this new day that you've given us. and this new year that you added unto our lives. God, we come before you magnifying your name and exalting your name and giving you glory. Thank you for all your great and mighty acts, the love that you have given us to love you back with. God, we thank you. We bless you, glory to God, for our Savior and our Deliverer. We pray, glory to God, tonight as we come in your presence, that, God, the will of the Lord be done. We move ourselves out the way that the Spirit of the Lord can be able to come in and to minister and for us, glory to God, to intercede and do that you require of us. So, God, we just bless you tonight, and we pray, glory to God, as you continue to move in our lives, God, we continue to be used for your glory. We got to get to a place even the more to deny ourselves that, glory to God, this flesh can be crucified and you can be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we believe in you for greater miracles. We believe in you for a more determination of commitment, a more spirit of obedience, a more spirit of determination to use these giftings with this wisdom that you've given us and the strategy that you give us to use these giftings and callings and these talents for your glory. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you tonight. We are praying, glory to God, that for more healings, more deliverance, more glory to God of people in salvation, more glory to God of unity in the body of Christ, and God, for you to do such a miraculous thing in the earth realm that man will know that our God is still on the throne and he's still doing great and mighty things. But he want to do those things through these vessels, and we have to have a pure heart, a clean hands, God, for you to do that you desire to do. So we're asking you, Lord, to have thine own way in Jesus' name. We're going to open the lines over to God for Mother Alexander. As I said earlier, she has to leave, so we're going to give space for God to bless that anointing, for her to be able to share what God has placed in her spirit. Hallelujah, in intercession in Jesus' name. Mother.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we come today, Lord, just to praise you and to give you glory, to give you honor, Lord God. Another day to thank you, Heavenly Father. Another year to praise you, Lord, to worship you, Lord, to seek you more, Lord God. Father God, help us, Lord God, to seek you. No matter what goes on, just seek you more, Lord God, because you are the outer and finish for all things. And nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. There is none too far down that you cannot bring up, Lord God. There is none that fall apart that you cannot bring back together. So, Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for being so good to us, Lord. So good to us, Heavenly Father. Here is another year that you brought us through. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for this, Lord God. Because it's only you can do it, Heavenly Father. It's only you can keep us. You are the deliverer of all things, Lord. You are our healer, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our healer, Lord. For nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. You are the only deliverer, Heavenly Father. You are the only provider, Heavenly Father. There is none that can provide like you can. Because according to the promises, Lord God, you said in your word, all needs already been met. Help us to know, Lord God, that if you said it, you meant it. And if you said it, it's already been done. Help us to recognize, Lord Jesus, who the God of heaven is, the God Jehovah, the only deliverer, Jesus Christ, the only deliverer. And he said in his word, when it's all finished, he said, it is finished. That is letting me know and letting us all know that all things to them that believe in him by faith, you shall have what you ask for by faith and believing in him. And Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord that brought us through the storms and keep us moving on. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being such a great God, Lord. Only you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for our Savior, our deliverer, because there is no other Savior but you, Lord. No other Savior. And there is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. Lord, as we come together tonight, Lord Jesus, asking you, Heavenly Father, to help us to be stronger and stronger in your word, Lord God. Help us to seek you more and more, Lord God. Nothing is impossible to you, Heavenly Father. And your word said, Lord God,
that you give us power over all the power of the enemy. Your word said, Lord God, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Your word said, Lord God, cast every cares on you, Lord God, because you cares for us, Heavenly Father. You said, call on your name, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nothing is impossible for my Lord to do. Lord, I thank you for being a deliverer, Lord God. I thank you for being a healer, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being the only deliverer and the only healer, because no sickness can stop any wave, because you are the healer, Lord. So no disease and no sickness should be able to have authority over your word. And according to the promise, Lord God, your word said you will heal the wound according to Jeremiah, Father God. You said it in your word, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, I believe every word you said, Heavenly Father, because there is none like you, Lord God. And if you said it, Father God, I believe it, Heavenly Father, because it's according to your promises. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our deliverer, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making a way out of no way for each and every one of us that call on your name, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and to proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord. Oh, Father God, let this here be a here of plenteous, Lord God. Let this here be a here that we seek you more and more and go higher in your word, Lord God. Let this here be a here, Lord God, that the believers will stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. Only you can change the mind of man, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for how good you've been to us all, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, touch each and every one of my prayer partners, Lord God. And let us stand seeking more and more of you this year, Lord God. That victory will be overflowing in our life, Lord, in our homes, and our children, and our grandchildren. Oh God, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Promise, he said. Lord God, ask and believe. When you ask, you receive. And Father God, you will not keep no good thing from us, because you said it in your word. We believe it, Lord. We believe it, Heavenly Father. And this we ask, Lord God, that you continue to keep us in unity, Lord God. Keep us standing firm on your promises, Lord. No weapon, no weapon that form against us shall prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus over homes, Lord God. Watch over our children, Father God. Strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they will stand firm against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask this, Father God. Continue to keep us strong, Lord God. Bless your prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, cast every cares on you. And Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, help us to grow stronger and stronger in your word, Lord God, and that we will stand boldly and proclaim that Jesus is Lord of our life, Lord God. And no weapon formed against our household shall prosper. No weapon in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God, because your word is what we stand in, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our Lord God. Continue to keep our in your word, Lord God. Help us to walk according to the power that you've seen in us, Lord God, because we have the authority and the dominion to stand boldly against these things that are going on in this world today. You gave us the authority, Heavenly Father. You gave us the power to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Help us to keep our armor on 24/7. Keep your armor on, because the word of God is true. He said it. We must stand firm on his word. We must seek him more. Seek the word more. Seek ask him more, because the things that are going on in the world today, the believer shall have the authority and the dominion to pray it down in the name of Jesus. God did not give us the spirit of fear. Fear should not enter in a believer heart. We should stand boldly and proclaim who we are in Christ Jesus. We must stand in the name of Jesus. We must stand in the gap for one another. We must stand in the gap for our children and our sisters and brother children, and stand boldly and proclaim the victory that God gave us. He is the only deliverer. There is no other God but the living God, the holy God Jehovah, the creator of all things. And Lord God, we thank you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us all favor, Lord God, because you gave us favor all through our life, Lord God. Favor in the morning, favor in the noonday, favor in the evening. When we leave our home, you still with us, Lord, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to walk in the authority that was given to us. Help us, Father God, to open our understanding to see that all things is possible to them that believe in your word, Lord God, and live by your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. My redeemer, my deliverer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for bringing us to another year, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for you are the only deliverer. There is no other but you, Lord God. You are the beginning and you are the end. Beside you, there is no Savior. And Lord, we give you glory and praise tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless our prayer line, Lord God. Continue to let your people see, Lord God, that you are the only deliverer. Continue, Lord God. Help us to stand strong, Lord God. Continue to keep us, Lord God. We cast every cares on you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being our deliverer, Lord God. We thank you for being our provider, Lord God. Because you are the only deliverer. You are the only provider. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. And we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Only you, Heavenly Father. It's all you, Heavenly Father. Nothing is impossible, because your promises say, Lord, ask and believe when we ask, we shall receive it, Lord God. Help us to stand firm on the name of Jesus. Help us to know, Lord God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Open the eyes of those that are blind, Lord. Remove the blinders from the eyes, Lord. Let them know, Lord, it's a new day, Lord Jesus, and that your word will keep on going on if we stand strong and be obedient. Help us to walk this journey right, Lord God. Help us to stay on that narrow road, Lord, because it's only you can do it, Father God. It's only you can keep us through all things, Lord God. Help us to keep on standing on the promises, Lord, and to receive in your word, Lord God, to praise you more and more, and to seek you more and more, because your word is true, Heavenly Father. Continue to keep us, Heavenly Father. Keep us in your word, Lord God. Keep us in your word, Lord God. These things I ask, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome, Missy. We worship and magnify your name. We thank you, Lord. Wonderful. Excellent. Oh, God, we glorify you. Praise God. We ask Mother Willette now to praise God. Thank God for Mother Alexander, even on her, making sure that she even come on, even though she has another engagement. Thank God for the faithfulness and Mother Willette does the same. But we are praying that now that God bless Mother Willette, we thank God that you're doing much better. We leave the line open for you now to pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we honor God on today. We say Happy New Year again. Praise God. This is day number 7, hallelujah, of 2019. And we want to give God praise and thank. I just want to read a little bit of Psalms 33. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, rejoice in the Lord, you, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right. I love this verse, Psalms 33 and verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all of his works is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. Praise God. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 5. And verse 4 again. For the word of the Lord is right. Praise God. And all of his work is done in truth. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. That the word of the Lord is right. And it puts me in remembrance of a sermon. The word of God is right. Something else is wrong. So, Father God, we come before your presence. We appreciate you. Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, we give your name the praise. We rejoice because you allowed us to be here today, hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, hallelujah, but you did. And we are in appreciation to you, for you are the living God, hallelujah. We thank you for being faithful, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you made us. We didn't just happenstance be here, but you made us, and we are your people. Those who have confessed Christ, we belong to you. Hallelujah, and your presence lives in us. So thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Last year we celebrated, hallelujah, the birth of Christ during December. Praise God. Hallelujah. We couldn't yell like we want to. We couldn't scream. We could barely whisper, but we thank and praise God. You allowed us to let us, and you let us know. We know who we're celebrating in our heart. So we thank you so much for what you've already done. Thank you for your miracles, your supernatural healings, Lord God, your deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for the answered prayers. We thank you that you demonstrated the power of your love toward each of your created beings, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, because you sent Jesus, hallelujah, the way out of any situation that a person may face. So we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus is yet, even in 2019, he's still the answer for the world today. And we rejoice in Jesus, our Savior. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We praise you for you are wonderful. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the faithful. Hallelujah. The true and self-existing God. Hallelujah. All-knowing, all-powerful. You see everything, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even now for drying up infectious wounds in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that our prayers didn't just go to the ceiling and bounce back down, but they reached your throne room, even in your hearing. And we thank you, Lord God, for binding up all opposition and distractions that try to hinder or hindrances that try to keep the answers to the prayers from reaching their destinations. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for this brand new year. Thank you, Lord God, for a year where we will live life to the full. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That Jesus came, according to John 10:10b, praise God, that Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. In other words, we might have life to the full. And so it's my whole intention, Heavenly Father, is to walk in the fullness of life in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And God, I thank you, Lord God, for the song that says you're bigger, hallelujah, than the universe, bigger than HIV, bigger than AIDS, bigger than cancer, whatever the situation is, bigger than any mountainous situation, Lord God. You're bigger than that because you are the I am that I am. Hallelujah. You're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just appreciate you. I love you, Lord God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you so much for the sacrifice that you made so that we don't have to be on earth and just occupy space and wander around like we're the walking dead. We can live and live life to the full. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking care of all of our needs according to your good riches and glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Heavenly Father. All our needs are met. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There may be afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us, and we thank you in advance for deliverance. We thank you in advance for healing. We thank you in advance for salvation. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. And thank you, Lord God, that there's a day coming. Hallelujah, a day of reckoning, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. A day, hallelujah, when we'll be completely delivered and we'll lay down our plowshares, Lord God. We'll, Lord God, study war no more, praise God, hallelujah. But we'll be able to rest, hallelujah, in the kingdom of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for victory, Lord God. Thank you for making us more than conquerors. Thank you for blessing us in our coming and in our going. Hallelujah. Praise be unto you. Father, we thank you so much for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for those, Lord God, who have a changed mindset and desire to do it your way. Because in this walk, the journey of life, Lord God, we figured out, Lord God, one thing is that your way is much better for us than our own way. So we pray that people will study war no more and they'll desire to, Lord, let me come to the table and sit with you and eat of your table and learn of you. Because the word of God says in Psalms 33 and 4 that the word of the Lord is right. Hallelujah. It's true, hallelujah. All of your work is done in truth. You are your word, praise God, hallelujah. So let us eat of your word. This is Matthew 4 and 4. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed from the mouth. So help us to hear what thus saith the Lord. Help us to hear what you're saying to us in your word and partake it. Let it get down on the inside and bring about transformation in our lives. If we haven't been seeing things from your perspective, Heavenly Father, let your word get in our eye sockets so we can begin to see things from your perspective. We can see, hallelujah, your mercy and grace, and you desire that none should perish. So it will cause us to want to say, Lord, just put somebody in my path so I can tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just thank you so much. I bless you. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. I worship you once again. And Father God, I lift up these brothers and sisters in Christ in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, and bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I just thank you so much, Lord God, for those that love you, Lord God, those, Lord God, that intercede on behalf of others, Lord God. We know that there are many, Lord God, that are yet suffering, that have been in a condition once again for so long a time, but we're still trusting you, Lord God. We're believing that you're going to dry up, hallelujah, every infectious disease in the name of Jesus, believing that you're going to restore, regulate the heart, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dry up these viruses in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, heal, Lord God, those that are suffering with sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure. We thank you, Lord God, for canceling the assignment of untimely deaths. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that you've already delivered those that, Lord God, some have been suffering with anxieties and fears, Lord God, and you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, and we receive that which you have for us. In Christ Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for healing and deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for the supernatural miracles that are being released in bodies, even now as we pray the prayer of faith, Lord God. Oh, God, somebody's yet suffering with dementia, Alzheimer's. We're praying that you restore them, Lord God. Somebody had a stroke, and we're praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you turn around that situation, Lord God. Touch that part of the brain, hallelujah, that caused one side of the body not to function, and pray that in the name of Jesus that you supernaturally deliver these people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we seek after you because you have the answer. And, Lord God, we pray the prayer of faith according to your good word. Have faith in God, the God kind of faith. And then speak, hallelujah, to the situation, to the mountain. Hallelujah, say, uproot itself and be cast into the sea. And, God, we pray that these foul afflictions be uprooted out of people's lives, these strongholds and addictions and sex sins be uprooted and cast back to the pit from which it came in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we're praying people, Lord God, desire the mind, a mind like Jesus. The scripture said, let this mind that is in Christ be also in us. We desire to think like Jesus, hallelujah, to walk like Jesus, to talk like Jesus, hallelujah. But we can't do none of it if we don't know what your word says, because you are your word, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God. I bless you. I give your name the praise. I just bless you. I thank you for healing, Lord God. So many people that are suffering with this blood disorder, this lupus and other blood disorders. In the name of Jesus, I pray, I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, just so wonderful and so amazing that when we pray the prayer of faith and say, growth, you are a thing of the past, the growth that may have came up had to die. And it had to get out in the name of Jesus and dry up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for no cancerous cells in the body in the name of Jesus. Thank you for drying up these pneumonia situations, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing the people who had hepatitis in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening up clogged arteries in the name of Jesus. Thank you for change mindset, oh God. Hallelujah, Father God. We're praying that you manifest yourself to these individuals who think they have the answer and they so far from the truth they have no clue. Oh God, if you manifest yourself, they gonna know the truth because you the creator, you the maker, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We can't look at something on earth and think it's more than what you are. Hallelujah. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Praise be unto you. God, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I thank you for the power of your word, even in Psalms, praise God, 16. Hallelujah. Where your word says in verse 11, you will show me the path of life. Somebody think they on the path of life, but if they don't have Jesus, they're not. Hallelujah. You will show me the path of life. And in your presence, Heavenly Father, it's the fullness of joy. People so messed up because they don't have no joy. They don't have no joy because they don't have Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you still the answer. Hallelujah. In your presence, it's the fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Praise be unto you. Hallelujah, because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Father, I just thank you so much that you are our portion, you are our inheritance. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You are our life, hallelujah. Our God, hallelujah, glory be to God. And whom we trust, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you, we love you. Thank you for keeping us covered with the whole armor of God. Thank you that you are rock, our refuge, our strength, our fortress, our deliverer, our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, hallelujah. As the songwriters say, our light in the darkness. We can't see except Jesus, hallelujah, revealed to us, hallelujah, the truth. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I pray for healing and deliverance over the land. I pray for our leaders, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Leaders, Lord God, that need to come, hallelujah, and realize that you are the way. Praise be unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We need even the, not just the leaders, those, Lord God, hallelujah, who hold positions of leadership in the world, but those in the household of faith, Lord God, They need to be seeking to hear from you. Somebody have not consulted with you, Lord God, in so long, but they've been going by the curriculum for so long, they don't even know if the Holy Spirit speak to them. They'd be wondering, who was that? Jesus, have mercy on us. Help us to seek you, Lord God. You've given us your word, hallelujah. But most importantly, when Jesus said, I must, he said, it's expedient that I go. Because if I don't go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, won't come. And, Father, we need to depend on your presence because the Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in our life. And, therefore, we must depend upon him. Even as we study your word, we must depend upon the Holy Spirit. What does that mean, Holy Spirit? What is that saying to me? So that we'll know the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The word of the Lord is right. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for a closer relationship with you, Lord God, this year. We pray for those lost loved ones to come to Jesus. We pray, oh God, for laborers of the harvest to go forth, oh Lord God, for the fields of white, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah, Lord God. And give us words of wisdom, words of knowledge to speak in the life of those that cross our path so that we can encourage them and let them know that you see them. You see what's going on in their life and you desire that they live life to the full, that they live the life more abundantly, Lord God. Somebody strung out on dope or on alcohol or weed or drugs or they caught up in some sex affair. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for deliverance. We're praying, Lord God, just like your word said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. So we pray that these strongholds, these addictions, hallelujah, these sex sins, these identity issues, people want to be the opposite sex, Lord God, they want to be the same. Lord God, deliver them. If they walk in an error, we're praying, oh God, that you manifest your truth to them. God, when you reveal yourself to them, they'll know what the truth is. Oh, God, they've been deceived. They've been under strong delusion, and we pray that that spell of strong delusion and these lying spirits be broken out of the life of our loved ones, friends, neighbors, whoever it might be. Deliver them, Lord God. Shake them and loose them from this spirit of error in the name of Jesus. We bind up these principalities and powers and rulers of darkness at the name of Jesus. We bind it according to your word, Lord. You said in your word, whatever we bind here, you are binding in heaven. And we thank you, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, are going to do what you say. Hallelujah. Praise be unto you. Thank you, Lord. We pray for healing, Lord God, of pains, of aches and pains in the shoulder and the knees and the feet. The back, Lord God. We command these pains to uproot themselves and be cast back into utter dry places in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We speak deliverance and wholeness, the fullness of life in our joints in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, we thank you so much. We bless you, Lord. We love you. And Father, I pray that more people will fall in love with Jesus this year than ever before. Thank you. It's the year that we might live life to the full. And if we have Jesus, that can happen in Jesus' name. Lord, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I bless these sweet ladies, Lord God, that give of their time. So many need you, Lord God. We didn't lift up every name because we'd probably be here longer than we could if we had to cry out every name that stood in need. Somebody said, pray for me, Sister Willie. I've got this going on. I got that going on. But, God, you see every situation, and when they cry out, they're really crying out, God, help me. So I pray that you help each person that's on the sick list, Lord God, each person that need deliverance and healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, for being on this line with us. Thank you for letting your presence be with us. And thank you for accomplishing those things that we stand in need of. We bless your holy name right now. We thank you and we praise you. We love you, Lord God. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name, God. We do glorify and thank you for the great and mighty things, glory to God, that we're anticipating and expectancy to happen even in this year, greater than before. The more and more as we yield our vessels to you, the more and more as this flesh die and the spirit, glory to God, in us connect with your spirit, glory to God, we can be able to hear and do whatever you have directed us to do at this time. God, we're believing to see more manifestation as has already been prayed of your healings and your deliverance and salvation most of all, and for ears to hear in obedience to the things that you've called for. Oh, glory, I see in marriages mended and homes, glory to God, that were broken coming back together, praying, glory to God, a greater and a more intense of desire for the believers to come together in unity and, glory to God, and in your love and in forgiveness. God, we are praying, glory to God, for every stronghold that try to hold us in captivity in the last year, some things that we may not have been aware of, because you said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God, when you reveal some things and, glory to God, unveil some things, God, is for us to see the light and walk therein. We're praying, glory to God, it will not be just the I and the my and us forward no more. It'll be, glory to God, for extended, glory to God, love and mercy and grace, glory to God, that will be extended as you have given us, that we will share that, glory to God, with those that in darkness and those that are walking in carnality that may be in, glory to God, in darkness in some areas that are even believers. God, we're believing for change. We believe in you for a revival, God, for a Holy Ghost revival to come through, glory to God, where the Holy Spirit will have free reign. We're not just some people congregating together and say we're having a revival to exalt you in one way and then exalt flesh in other. God, we're praying for truth because you said, how can two walk together unless they agree? And then you already told us we can't serve two masters. And you said we can't eat off two tables. You said we're going to know the fruit by the, we're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. God, we want to believe, glory to God, in this change and rearranging, glory to God, and the renewing of the mind, glory to God, that there will be fruit that won't be contaminated in the name of Jesus. God, we believe in you in the name of Jesus for even our bodies to be healed and whole. God, so we can continue not only through the sacrifice, but God, we'll be able to flow and be able to do and move and go, glory to God, without hindrances. But God, we're thanking you for those that are dedicated, those that are on the wall, and those that are determined no matter what, not allowing the glory of the things that go on in life or the things going on with their body or going on with their mind or either, glory to God, the criticism, the ostracism, all the other things, glory to God, the betrayal, not to allow, glory to God, them to stay, glory, out of the will of the Lord. They're pressing and pursuing, and no matter what, keeping their eyes fixed on you. I pray even the more that we'll be stronger and there'll be more coming in, glory to God, to do a greater work for the Lord. Now in the harvest, glory to God, finished, but the labors are few, more labors, and even on the prayer lines, or even on, glory to God, those that are on mission, glory to God, those, glory to God, that are out in the trenches in different places, doing the will of the Lord, those that are being sacrificed in their lives, glory to God, to get the word across, in the name of Jesus, sacrificing their time, God bless. God, you said you have not forgotten the labor of love, so we are praying that you administer, that you move in the name of Jesus. But most of all, that there will be a great movement in the body, in the lives of people, that they will come to a place that the work has already been, word has already gone forth. You say it is finished. It's up to us now to seek your face. It's up to us, glory to God, to be in a place, glory to God, to allow you to manifest yourself in us. God, we thank you. God, we are praying even for our youth, even at this hour and this time, God. It's so much tragedy and so many things, glory to God, that the enemy is fooling their minds that they're not getting the education they need to get. Some in their fault because the fact of their rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience will we bind up and cast out and command to be loose from them so they can be able to have an ear to hear, put people in their pathway, and so that they will submit and commit, glory to God, for a change of heart, change of mind. Then there are some things, glory to God, for our youth that's beyond their control, where the enemy is setting plots up to steal, glory to God, whether it's through bullying, whether it's through suicide, whether it's through, glory to God, this human trafficking, this drug trafficking, and the gang banging, and glory to God, and even some of the things that they're getting, having children young or getting pregnant young and getting aborted, and the baby's getting aborted, all kinds of tricks and traps the adversary has out there to destroy, glory to God, the generations and the generation to come. But the devil is a liar. God's word is true. He is going to raise up a generation. So we bind up the forces of the enemy that come there to steal the youth's lives, to steal their destiny, to steal their direction, or get them so caught up or bound up or have their mind, glory to God, demented, glory to God, that there's whatever thoughts or whatever things racing, or the drugs that they're induced to, or the pain and the suffering they've been induced to, or either some of the suffering they're going through in some of their own homes, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, and incest and all kind of other traps and snares. But Satan, we demand you now and bind you up and command you to loose your hold off of this generation and the generations and generation after that's trying to keep them, glory to God, from doing what God called them to do. We command you to loose your hold in the name of Jesus. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and lying, glory to God, and glory to God in the spirit, glory to God, of rebellion, disobedient to God, to parents, and to those that are in authority. We bind you up and command you to loose their minds, loose their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. We come against the spirit, glory to God, with this drug and alcohol and illicit sex and all kinds of other things of human trafficking and other kinds of abuse and everything that's coming to cause them to be so bitter and angry and loose. Their hope. We plead the blood of Jesus again. Loose your hold. Glory to God. We are praying, glory to God, for those that are doing these things, glory to God, especially if there's things, glory to God, that is trying to bring destruction or illegal and all that. God, we are praying exposure, glory to God. Eradicate this thing, glory to God. Blow the covers off, glory to God, the plots and the plans of those that are already out there seeking to devour in the name of Jesus to bring harm and danger. In Jesus' name we're praying. We're praying, glory to God, for not only them but for their parents, for the parents that are trying to do all they know and about to give up, their tired and weary. God, I pray, God, you're blessed. Intervene in these families. Intervene, glory to God, in the situation. Comfort and encourage them, glory to God, to continue to hold fast, believing in prayers. Turn hearts, glory out to you, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those, glory to God, that might be the corporate in the house, God, that you expose those things in Jesus' name. And if it has to be jail time to wake them up, then so be it. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus that you bless and move in a mighty way. God, you told us to be not weary in well-doing, and you told us to pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. We got to pray in faith, not being oppressed and suppressed and depressed in our prayers. When we pray, God, we got to cast some cares back and believe you by faith that, God, there's going to be a great movement in the land and in our homes as well in the name of Jesus. We bless you for who you are. Thank you for those lives and those hearts that were turned to Christ, glory to God, even coming into this year, even coming into this last Sunday, even some that might have given their life on the plane or given their lives, glory to God, in a situation that, glory to God, occurred. Some that might have been on the street, somebody might have spoken something, that might have been on the prayer line, may have, glory to God, been watching television or wherever it might have been. It might have been finally they got convicted and they were just in a situation that fell on their knees or fell, glory to God, before the Lord in whatever capacity. God, we give you glory. We are praying that, glory to God, they get in a place and get in a church someplace, but teaching and preaching the word, that they are living their life before the people that is honest and true in the name of Jesus, that they have good leaders, glory to God, that are going to speak life, that are going to build and encourage and tear down and uproot in the name of Jesus without destroying in the name of Jesus. We are blessing you, glory to God. We are praying, glory to God, even for more and more warriors to continue to war. They may not be able to touch that person or see that person, but all around the globe, that word go places and that prayers go places that we may never hear or never see, but we got to believe by faith, God, you're doing a work even as we unite together in prayers, glory to God, for different people, different places, even as we travel on the road, travel on the planes and the airways, glory to God, hallelujah, those prayers that are going out and joining with other prayers, bringing about a change. Because, glory to God, we never know, hallelujah, who's that sitting next to us or who's that at the office or who's where with the enemy. Glory to God is twisting their minds up and got all kinds of things going on with the power of prayer or our presence or changing the atmosphere. Somebody else praying and we're praying. Just, glory to God, it may seem like general prayer sometimes, but all that being united is uprooting and spoiling some things. Sometimes when we hear about certain things that are going on even in the news and, glory to God, it got spoiled. Who knows how many prayers or what went forth, glory to God, for that person thinking they're going to continue to get away and God exposed. Sometimes they're doing some things or commit murders or crimes and other things, glory to God, and we've been praying, expose God. Glory to God, let it be done quickly, Lord. Oh, God, you do this. Oh, God, move in this miraculous way through those prayers. Tear down the strong. Deal with that mind. Ha, yada, la, la, mo, shata. So, God, it behooves us to keep praying, keep believing. Don't allow what we hear and what we see, glory to God, to bind us up or keep us, glory to God, make it look like nothing's happening. We got to keep by faith. Hallelujah, that it is so. And God is doing some things because the enemy is not going to stop. We got to be more dedicated. We got to be more committed. We got to be more determined. Hallelujah, that we're going to hold fast to what your word is saying and we will not be moved. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for how you keep proving yourself day after day after day after day after day. In the name of Jesus. Even for us to be here today, God, we know, glory to God, is your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. There is none like thee. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cause us to run with the horses. You cause us, glory to God, to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that shall not be moved. God, you cause us, glory to God, to get in a place that we will seek out the counsel of God and not the ungodly. Hallelujah. Not to take counsel with ungodly. Too many believers are beginning to sway, and they are taking counsel with the ungodly when you already told us what light and darkness has to do with one another, what righteousness and unrighteousness has to do with one another. Hallelujah, glory to God. Help us to realize, God, we got to cast those cares, seek out your face, and if we're going to touch and agree, it got to be like-minded someone, glory to God, somebody that's going to pray, somebody that know the will of the Lord, know the word of God, will stand in truth and in integrity. Hallelujah. And wherever that prayer, glory to God, when we come to agreement on one accord and trusting God that it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against the spirit of loneliness and the spirit of deception, the spirit, glory to God, of grief and sorrow that's keeping people bound up and hung up, glory to God, and caught up and get stuck and can't seem to move and get paralyzed in situations and cause them to be, glory to God, frustrated and aggravated. The devil is having a field day with that. Help us as believers. We know that the system he used in the world, but help us to not get caught up in. Help us to know greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. Help us to know the power and authority that you've given us. Help us not to be fearful and afraid to use the tools that you have given us. You said they're not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. But we got to have faith. We got to know the word, and we got to trust, glory to God, that God will bring it to pass. Not on our timing, but his timing. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. In the name of Jesus, he just wants some vessels that will believe. And if we draw nigh to him, he said he'll draw nigh to us. And he's not, glory to God, going to have any, glory to God, that flesh going to come in and come between him and us. We got to be able to crucify this flesh because he said no flesh is going to glory in his sight. So we can't draw nigh to him in flesh. You got to do it in the spirit. So we got to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Help us to know who we are and whose we are and the authority and the power that we have, glory to God, not let the enemy bring us fearful and fretful, that we can be able to do great and mighty things together, united in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So, God, we are thanking you, Lord God. We are praying for restored joy and peace, glory to God, in the minds of the believers, that they will walk in the peace of God. And you said, rejoice in the Lord. I say rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. You told us to make our request known, our petition known, glory to God. Give the thanksgiving like it's already done. And he said he'll give us peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds on him. And glory to God, he will give us that peace. Then we can have the mind, as he said, glory to God, for us to have the mind where we will be able to think on those things that are lovely, think on those things that are just, think on those that are pure, think on those things that are true and honest. In the name of Jesus, there being a praise, glory to God, if that's the praiseworthy in the name of Jesus, that we are praising, glorifying, magnifying the Lord as we keep continuously walking in the truth and knowing that, glory to God, already told us that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Help us to know, glory to God, no matter what goes on, I will work it for your good. Just got to trust me for those that love him and called according to his purpose. Help us to know, glory to God, we're king kids, glory to God, of the royal priesthood. We have a purpose. And he said, I have a plan, and that plan is good and not the evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us, and give us, glory to God, an expected end, and give us a future. Help us, God, to get in that word, and that word to get in us. Help us, glory to God, to do what you have called us, and the greater one on the inside, be like even what Jesus said. It is written. So whatever the word is written and said about us, help us to know, glory to God, trust in it, that it shall come to pass. But be faithful, glory to God, and glory to God, standing on God's word. Don't be swayed by the things that are going on in the world or going on around. Yeah, there's concerns. Yeah, glory to God. But God said in his word, glory to God, the way of the transgressor is hard, not for the commandments of the believer. In the name of his commandments are not grievous. In the name of Jesus, help us to know who we are, whose we are, so we can be stronger this year, more fervent this year, more determined this year, persevering, glory to God, overcoming and triumphant and victorious this year like never before. Let it not just be a thought or just some words, glory to God, that sound good to tickle the ears, but let us walk in that determination. Let us walk in the joy and the peace of God. Let us walk in that authority and that anointing. Let us walk in the truth, glory to God. Help us not, glory to God, get caught up and manipulated by the cares of this life and what we're going through, but with a renewed mind and confessing what God's word is saying. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're just praying at this time so that when we do this, we're going to see healings like never before be manifested. Cancer drying up because of a spoken word and coming in agreement. Oh, we're going to see, glory to God, the anointing with eyes coming over spiritually and naturally. In the name of Jesus, ears coming open, being able to hear, oh, the Spirit of the Lord, and all have a deaf ear toward the things of God. People being loose, glory to God, hallelujah, out of darkness into the marvelous light. Ears open, glory to God, in the natural. Our heart being regulated. Healed, glory to God, from brokenheartedness. Because you say you came to bind the brokenhearted to set the captive free. We'll be able to see, glory to God, those that have heart trouble and valves, glory to God, and things clogged up, glory to God, in their utterance. God of word spoken, of laying hands or touching the green, and the power of God move in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, even those that are having, glory to God, problems with their arteries or having problems in their legs and veins and things, glory to God, going on with it, keeping them from walking or causing lupus or causing arthritis or causing, glory to God, aneurysms and causing, got all kinds of, like my sister was saying, growth and other things happening, glory to God, discoloration of their skins and all kind of foul things and everything that the enemy is trying to even create out there. Because some of the stuff, glory to God, the enemy is using people to create even more, like they're trying to do a process of elimination with lies. The devil is a liar in the name of you. The lies behind the scenes with some things they do have antidotes for. They act like, glory to God, they want to wait for an extended time. Then all of a sudden, something come about them miraculously. They got this, glory to God, antidote. They got that antidote. Oh, God, I'm praying you even uncover some of those lies, even the stuff in the medical field, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying even so many drugs that are causing other life-threatening situations and even taking lives or causing other people to have other kinds of symptoms and problems, glory to God. Oh, people about greed and so many things and so many different areas in life. God, I'm praying as a believer, help us to seek your face like never before. We thank God for the doctors and the knowledge you gave them, but some of them are corrupt and some of them are pray about everything, every place. Yeah, you told us already to do that in the name of Jesus and be led by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Pray for our doctors. Pray for good wisdom. Pray, glory to God, for them to be, glory to God, people of integrity that will not, glory to God, manipulate the cause of a dollar in the name of Jesus. And pray, glory to God, so we'll be able to know that there's times we do need to go to the doctor. But we always need to pray, glory to God, before we go in at all times. God, help us, glory to God, in this day and time. Pray, glory to God, for our president. Pray, glory to God, for some wisdom. God, pray for it to penetrate the hardness of the heart. Pray, glory to God, for those that are around us, that even when they do address him and give, glory to God, sound wisdom, glory to God, praying that he don't reject it. But we're praying more of them to rise up and do what's right in the name of Jesus. Praying for a glory of salvation. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Give him wisdom concerning the country and consideration for the people, and not, glory to God, look at the dollars you already have and not consider those, glory to God, that may lose homes, may lose, glory to God, their livelihood because of the money's not there. And others, glory to God, are not going to be so compassionate when it comes to the bill got to be paid, glory to God, and other things got to be done. And people with their medication, glory to God, that may need it, but right now things freezing up. People that need their funding to be able to even have groceries in the house to take care, glory to God, the car notes or the house notes or, glory to God, whatever it may be, even just for, glory to God, just be able to, their day-to-day necessities. God, we are praying for a change. We are praying, have mercy in the midst. We know you know all things, and you know, glory to God, the end of this thing, but the only thing we can do is pray and have mercy. And thank you, Lord God. We are grateful, glory to God, for
some of us that hadn't got caught in that, but glory to God, we have loved ones, we have others, we have people that we know or friends, and people that we don't know, even if we don't know, God, it's that hardship. We ask you, Lord God, to intervene. But in the midst of it all, God, I'm praying for salvation, praying for deliverance, praying for healing, and praying for some of us that are saved, that we even get a closer, even more assured walk with you, so we can be able to greater blessing. We just love you tonight. We appreciate you. Thank you for life, health, and strength, and activity of limbs and sound mind of our children, our families, our great-grands, our glory to God, our church family, glory to God, and for the body, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you, and we give you glory, praying, God, that you continue to move in a miraculous way. Thank you for divine healing and teaching us the more how to seek out your face and just to trust you. But, God, hold on to faith. God, I pray for some of these leaders that are working so hard. Don't let them overtax themselves and burn themselves out. In the name of Jesus, help them to be able to distribute some glory to God and be able, glory to God, to not to dictate, but at least glory to God to be able to give some other people the opportunity to work with them, to be able to help and get the work done so they won't burn themselves out at an early age. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying, glory to God, we don't get so caught up that people just got to hear me, when you have others that have been raised up in the gospel that can be able, glory to God, to help in that assignment and also stir up their gifts, that they may be used for the kingdom of God. As they seek out the face of God, they'll know who to trust and who they raised up to be able to help. So, God, I'm praying against any pride or any high-mindedness, and I'm praying for those that need to use wisdom and not to be so easily to give some that, glory to God, are not really trained and ready yet, glory to God, so they won't tear up the house. But you have to use wisdom on both sides. In the name of Jesus, so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless. We want to see the house of God grow, not to grow, glory to God, and not to swell. Because if it swells, it's just something just like an infection in something. And when it bursts, it's going to be ugly. But when it's foundation of what God has, and it's a foundation that God has grown, God bless us. To whom God bless, no man can curse. We just love you tonight. We bless you. Thank you for your blood covering, your protection, even throughout these storms and various things that go on. Praying, glory to God, that you continue to give us a mind to seek out your face and seek you, glory to God, and trust you and walk in the joy and peace of God, not to be pulling our hairs out and being frustrated and aggravated. That's not for the believers. You said you even give sweet sleep to your saints. And so, God, we just praying for it's going to be better and we're going to do better. And, God, let your will be done in us in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. We magnify you and bless you and honor you and ask you to continue to forgive us for every shortcoming and help us not to be a people of lip service, but a people that will surely be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, and the glory to God, great things can be manifested out of these temples. Thank you again for these warriors, these prayer partners, these people that intercede, these people that intervene, these people that, glory to God, that magnify the Lord in such a way that nobody can get any glory but God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, and we thank you so much, and we believe in you, glory to God, for even those that need promotions, those that need a job, glory to God, those that need, glory to God, hallelujah, for some favor in some things that concern in their household, that you will bless in the name of Jesus, as well as the prayer warriors. God, we are praying that we are blessed, that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We wanted to see that it's manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus as we give you glory and seek in your face. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Bless God. See if Mother McCormick ever came on. If she didn't, praise the Lord. We're going to take prayer requests. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. We're going to open up the lines so that way if there's any prayer requests for tonight, bless the Lord. We'll take those. You give me a moment to open everybody's line up. We thank the Lord, glory to God, for healing in families right now too as well. That glory to God, but to trust God and not to move our flesh in the way to make things worse, but God, give us the wisdom. Give them wisdom for those that are having situations going on in their families right now. We pray for healing.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. The lines are open now for any prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister BJ.
Praise the Lord. This is true.
I just thank the Lord for everything that my ears have heard, and I thank and praise God for even as you prayed for me briefly yesterday, things turned around with me and my daughter. I just remained silent, and she stayed in all day. Then she went to work, and then when she came back this morning, I just was to myself and thinking about my baby. And later in the afternoon when she got up, we went out, and she said, Mom, I want to take you to, you know, out. And I wasn't thinking of going nowhere other than to the grocery store. She took me to IHOP. So we got to talk, and that was good. And I thanked the Lord, and she asked me if I wanted to go to court with me tomorrow. And first I told her no, honestly. I said, because I got to be able to trust you. And she said, well, I said, no, I want you to support my daughter and me. You know, I had to be honest because, like you said, we needed to talk. And I heard you when you said, you know, you got to use wisdom with your family. You don't want things to get worse. So I agree with that. But I don't mind if she goes. Now that we went out and we talked, I don't mind. But she had to understand. She said, Mom, you know, I wouldn't do nothing to hurt you. I didn't say she would. It was just the way she was talking to me. But so we addressed that. So I thank God for that. That's under the blood. I wanted to ask for prayer for Deborah because she'd been on the computer with me earlier today. And she definitely wants to come home, and I want her to. And I'm just trusting God, as you said. You know, you don't want to cause nothing more in your family. You want to, you know, bring your child home. And I addressed it with her counsel last week, and she knows that she only did that one thing. Not making no excuse for her, because I quickly corrected her, Minister BJ, as I told you. I said, we're not going backwards. We're going forward. But I do miss my child, and I believe she wants to come home. And it's just not too good to leave them in the system anyway too long, because they weren't really feeding her and different things. Now, I didn't raise that to the counselor that came here. I told my lawyer, and she told her lawyer. So when she was coming for the overnights, we got to do that and talk to her lawyer. So now we're just trusting God and believing God. Like I told her, I didn't get to see her today. I wanted to pray with her, but I said, no, we're going to just trust God, and we're going to touch and agree. And I told her we'd be praying tonight. But I thank God for my daughter, and then I talked to my other daughter, Marilyn, and you know, they're with me. I haven't heard from my son. I don't know. I tried to reach out to him again today, but there's just some things he got to go through on his own. And like I told you yesterday, I can't carry all that. I have to keep my mind sober and alert and clean and pure, you know, to take care of Debbie and myself. And I just got out of the hospital. Yeah. I don't want any more additional stress. So I thank God for touching and healing my body. I've been confessing that. And I thank you so much for yesterday. Just continue to bind any translating spirit, because the enemy tried to get at me when I came here, but the difference is I didn't react. I did not react, but I could see, you know, it was the same type of situation and spirit, but I just didn't react. I'm ignoring the devil, and I'm trusting God. And I said, this is not Bethsaida for me. I don't care what's going on. This is not Bethsaida for me. And I got a lovely place. I absolutely love my apartment, comfortable in here. And I wish my daughter, honestly, I can't tell her what to do, but I wish you'd stay a little while, because I think we really have been working on our relationship. And I'm glad to see that respect that came. I know she's a child of God. She's in there playing her music and singing to the Lord. She just told me to y'all pray for her. When she do get down there, she'll get to get a job. But if it's God's will, you know, I don't really know. But I'm asking them to keep her a little longer, you know. Maybe that's just the mother in me, you know. But I think it's helped a lot, Minister BJ, having her here with me and Debbie. You know what I mean? To minister to Debbie.
She wanted to go back to Georgia, or what she want to do?
Yeah, she want to go back down there. She says she do. Guess she likes it down
there. Oh, Lord, it's God opening doors for her up here. I pray the Lord touch her heart and let her have some wisdom on what to do. But we can only want to do. Name of Jesus, praise God.
Yeah.
Well, Father, we do thank
you.
Thank you for the praise report that Sister Cheryl's body is doing much better, and that you're healing her from she is out of the hospital. Thank you for when she get ready to go to court. We are praying, God, for favor, God. We know what your will is, God, that we just have to trust and ask you to show us what it is, God, and let your will be done. Turn the things around in favor for my sister, and praying that the daughter has heart has changed and her attitude and everything's changed, so she can come in and be the child and be respectful to her mom. We are praying, glory to God, that you bless Cheryl's body then, and in her mind, that she won't take on these extra stresses, even with her children. God, we have to cast those cares. We have our love and our concerns, and all of us have some children, but God, there's some testing time through all of us. But God, at the end of the day, still yet, we're going to have to trust you to bring them through in the name of Jesus. So we're praying as we cast the cares and not be anxious for nothing, but trust you, because that's what you're looking for, faith in all of us. And God, we are praying for her daughter, that God, wisdom will be an operation in her life, and don't let the things go over to God, or whatever's went down in Georgia, or whatever it is, or either making a decision, cause the feelings or emotions. But God, pray, glory to God, that she'll look at her circumstance and see what God has done and doing and look to him to direct her and not ignore it. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we give you all the glory and prayer as we back to you in Jesus' name. Any more prayer requests?
Amen.
Any praise reports or prayer requests?
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
I would like to put the prayer warriors to pray for Apostle Burton and her household, and also for Minister Thomas and Sister William and her family, and Sister Now and her family, and Apostle Mercer, and all the prayer warriors and their family, and also the children and all those in leadership.
Okay, I'm trying to make sure I got all of that. You said Thomas. Now. And after Sister Now, who was it besides the prayer warriors?
Yes, ma'am. And all the and the prayer warriors and their family, and also the children and all those in leadership.
Oh, you went out again. Your phone is going in and out.
The prayer warriors and their family, and the children, all the children, and all the those in leadership.
Youth and those in leadership. Okay, my dear, we're gonna put all of that together. Mother Willette, you're there. We're going to put it all together. Sister Brenda had asked for Apostle Burton, for her family, and also for her brother Thompson, the one that we've been praying with, that cancer tried to come up against his body. Again, Sister Noel and her family, the prayer warriors and family, youth, and those in leadership. So I think you are able to cover all of that.
And Sister Williams.
Sister Williams, definitely. We heard that she is making some progress. Pastor Burton had told me that the other day that I didn't know she was in the hospital before Christmas, but that at least that they're being able to give her treatment as a radiation, so that means they couldn't do it before until, as we were praying before, about they had to heal some of that the cubicle ulcer for her to be able to have radiation. So she'd been able to do that, but she still needs her appetite. She's doing better, but still need to be praying for her appetite to increase. So
okay.
In the meantime, if that's, I'll take a portion of it, but I think you can handle it.
Okay. All right.
I'll take Brother Thompson Williams then, and you'll take the rest of them, because those two are the ones with the cancer, or either you want to vice versa. If you want to take Brother Thompson and Brother
Williams.
It doesn't matter. Take those two, Thompson and Williams, and you take all the rest of the people.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and pray. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you again, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us. And we just appreciate you, Heavenly Father, that we can bring all of our concerns, all of our needs to you, Lord God, knowing that you are concerned, hallelujah, about every one of our needs, hallelujah. You're concerned about all those, hallelujah, that we pray for. And we thank you, first of all, for Sister Brenda. We lift her up to you, Lord God. We thank you for perfecting that which concerns her, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting her need according to your good riches and glory. Thank you for touching and healing her body in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that she puts it on her heart that she wants certain people prayed for. And so we lift up these people that she has lifted up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord God, for what you're doing in Minister Thomas' life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for his complete deliverance. And, Lord God, we thank you for wiping out every cancer cell that may be attacking his body. We pray no weapon formed against him shall prosper in the name of Jesus, and that the virtuous healing power of God be released in his bloodstream supernaturally in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and let it bring about a complete deliverance in his life. As he stand and trust in you, Lord God, let your good will be done in his life. We lift up Brother Nile Sister Noel, I'm sorry, in the name of Jesus, we lift her up in the name of Jesus, and we pray, oh God, that you meet her need according to your good riches and glory. Touch, move by your spirit and your power, Lord God, and bring about deliverance in her life. We pray for the prayer warriors in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Lord God, not just on this line, but we pray for those that are internationally praying for others everywhere in the name of Jesus. Praying, oh Lord God, that you meet their needs as they intercede for others, Lord God, that their needs are already met. And we pray by faith in Christ Jesus that what they stand in need of, that it's already done in the name of Jesus. We lift up our youth, Lord God, and our children in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praying for a good, sound mind. Praying for a mind to want to be great. And to be, Lord God, wise children, Lord God, not children just watching and being a part of this age of technology and letting their brains be sucked up through these machines, but help them, Lord God, to desire to be better than what they see in front of them. Let them, Lord God, come to Jesus. Let them be children of faith in Christ Jesus' name, mighty warriors in the body of Christ, Lord God. Let them be, Lord God, vessels of honor in the name of Jesus, meeting to thee for good works in Christ Jesus' name. And God, we pray for their parents in the name of Jesus, lifting them up and helping them to stop paying attention to their own life and begin to focus on the ones that you have placed in their care. For what a great assignment it is to be a parent. So we pray for their parents that they will govern their children and raise them up to know who Jesus is as a personal Savior in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for these children. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory. We pray that you take them out of dangerous situations, Lord God. Now, we realize all parents are not good parents because sometimes they just didn't get the message of how to bring children up to know who Jesus is and how to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we pray that the children are covered with the whole armor of God. Bring them out of, Lord God, sick and foul situations in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that come against these children to try to tear them down. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healing and deliverance in their little souls. They're even babies, Lord God, children, Lord God, that are going through cancer issues. God, we pray for a strong deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we lift up those that are in positions of leadership, Heavenly Father, praying, oh God, that they live quiet and peaceful lives according to your word. In the name of Jesus, and that they are wise counsel. And that they even seek wise counsel, Lord God. You said in the multitude of counsel there is help. So we pray, Lord God, that our leaders, Lord God, will begin to seek wise counsel and they'll make good decisions that govern how this great nation, hallelujah, should be directed in the name of Jesus. We lift them up by the name of Jesus and pray for them, Lord God. For every person in position of a leadership, whether it's a parent, whether it's the police, whether it's the government, whether it's the president, the Senate, the House, the Congress, whatever, Lord God, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. They could be, Lord God, a teacher, Lord God, at the schoolhouse. We're lifting them up. Anybody in positions of a leadership, we lift them up to you, Lord God, and pray that you govern their lives and help them to desire to make good decisions. In Christ Jesus' name, let your Holy Spirit have his perfect work be done in their lives, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We lift up each one, Lord God, that Sister Brenda will desire to pray for, and we pray that you meet their needs, not just theirs, but there's others on the line who know people. I know quite a number of people, but I just didn't want to list all of them, but I pray, God, that you hear the prayer. And answer the prayer according to your good riches and glory. Let your good will be done, not only in earth, but let your good will be done in each situation. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith and count it done. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
See that and thank God. Also, she said, Apostle of Mercy, whatever that is that's afflicted her body and her daughter, we pray, God, for divine healing. As that prayer just went under that umbrella, and also for that prayer that she prayed for Minister Thompson, as the virtuous power of Jesus Christ heal Sister Ann, too, and even take her through that radiation without having to
complications or any problems. We bless you for that word tonight. We pray, glory to God, as Mother McCormick wasn't being able to come on the line. God, she's ministering now, just heard this. So, God, whatever this is for this young lady that she needs prayer for, glory to God, that's struggling in a situation, God, I'm praying for wisdom and praying for wisdom for her, too, that had an operation and doctors tell her to rest and she's still about trying to do something still yet without allowing her body to heal like it should be along with this other situation. So, God, we're praying for wisdom. We're praying for salvation in the name of Jesus, and not that she don't know who the Lord is because her family is saved, and then Mother McCormick is ministering too. So we just ask you, Lord God, to touch and help her, glory to God, to settle down and not allow the fears and the situation, the frustration and things over there, our desires or the feelings or the flesh to get in the way to keep her from being able to do what is right by her body, her child, and herself. God, we are praying salvation. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Praying, glory to God, against that denying and justifying spirit in the name of Jesus. So that way we intercede and we have to be in a place where we can pray and pray strongholds down for people to be free of the satanic forces that have their mind in captivity so that way they can be able to come to themselves and recognize where they are and what the tricks of the enemy is and recognize they need Jesus. And so, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy in this situation. But you said every man have to work out their salvation with fear and trembling as unto the Lord. But you told us to intercede and intervene in prayer. And so after that, God, we know we have to leave it in your hands. We bind up every satanic and demonic force to come against this prayer tonight, come against our lives, come against anything that the Lord has blessed and said, glory to God, that we're to have or we're to do. God, we bind up distraction. We're praying for discernment and praying for faith and strength and glory to God, courage to be overcome and triumphant and victorious in Christ Jesus and not allow, glory to God, what we go through to hold us in captivity. We destroy that yoke. We come against anything that will try to even interfere, even in our dreams or either when we try to rest. We pray in healing and wholeness. And any procedures that we have to go through, we believe in touching the bodies. And as I remember, too, glory to God, even any results, glory to God, for myself or either Mother McCormick, even glory to God for things that we're waiting to hear back from, we believe in healing and wholeness, and the enemy is defeated, foe. And God, we thank you, glory to God, for taking care of us. And we thank you right now. Bless Mother Alexander as she's out tonight in ministry. We bless God for all that you've done and what you're doing and keeping our families and our loved ones and praying for angels being in camp. And we cancel every assignment, every setup and every trap, every snare of confusion, chaos, untimely death, sickness, and disease. We plead the blood of Jesus and pray a blood covering over our lives and that our minds will be the minds of Christ as we cast our cares upon him in Jesus' name. And God, we bless you. In Jesus' name, we give glory. Is there one more? If not, then we're getting ready to close for tonight and believing God for greater. On the second Sunday, we'll continue the part of the ministry of getting anxious for nothing, anxiety, and also the joy of the Lord is our strength. Mother McCormick and Pastor Hubbard will be the speakers that night. Last month it was Mother McCormick and Mother Willett, the evangelist. They brought forth a dynamic word. We're going to continue our part that we didn't get to do at the end of December that we already had said we'll do in January. So life lasts, the Lord say the same. It's glory to God prayer. We believe in God for him to manifest in Jesus' name. If there's nothing else, we're going to say shalom. Have a wonderful looking for greater things in 2019. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Bennett, Minister BJ?
Yes.
I forgot to tell you because I was concerned about my own situation, but when Deborah's counsel was here last week, she told me the reason she hadn't saw me in about a month is her daughter was married, and she has a 19-year-old baby, and somebody murdered her husband. Her name is Jamila, and I just wanted to remember her in prayer.
You said, what happened now?
She said her husband, her daughter's husband was murdered, and she has a 19-month-old baby. So now, you know, she has no husband, and she has to take care of the baby on her own. So the mother was saying to me, who is Deborah's counselor that comes to see me, she said, you know, the Lord don't put more on you than you can bear, but she's having a tough time, you know, the mother and the daughter.
That's understandable. Praise the Lord. Mother Willett, would you take that one, too, and pray for a few minutes? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we lift up Deborah's
counselor. Jamila is the girl. The girl's name's Jamila.
Her daughter. What was her daughter's name?
Jamila, mother.
Jamila. Miller?
No,
J-A-M-I-L-A,
Jamila.
Okay, Jamila. Father, we lift up this young lady in the name of Jesus who has lost her husband in a violent way. And we just pray, Lord God, that you surround her and her baby in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that only you can bring the comfort that a person needs, Lord God, in a situation like this. And I know that this is not taking you by surprise, Heavenly Father, but it's still a very devastating situation. So we pray that that your hand of mercy and comfort be upon this young lady and her family and her daughter in the name of Jesus. We pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that transcends, Lord God, everything. We pray, Lord God, that you will be with her in the name of Jesus and bring her through this. Let your hand of mercy and comfort be upon her and a child's life and her mother's life, Lord God. We just pray that the whole armor of God be upon this family. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And God, we pray that you take out a special warrant against that adversary that caused this destruction in her life in the name of Jesus. We know judgment day is coming, but we bind up this satanic and this foul spirit that's running rampant, yes, causing unnecessary death in the name of Jesus. We pray that people will wake up to righteousness and realize that you are the creator. They are not a creator. They didn't give a person's life, and they have no right to take a person's life. So we pray that whoever it was that did do this horrible thing, that they are already in jail in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, if they don't come to repentance, we pray that you deal with them as you see fit in the name of Jesus. But we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for this family in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for we bind up all these untimely deaths in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we realize that we have an adversary, but God, we have an advocate, and his name is Jesus. So thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, even in negative situations, that because you're still on the scene, hallelujah, that we yet have victory in Jesus' name. But we pray for your comfort and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy in this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amazing grace. Always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. Thank you, Lord. We give God glory and praise, and all praise and honor go unto him as we continue to cast these cares upon him and trust him and know that he reigns. And glory that we have the victory. Praise God. I pray God's blessings upon you. Shalom, shalom. Thank God for power of prayer.
Amen. Shalom. And God bless everybody in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone. Love you. Amen.
All right. Love you.